tell me what you love about screwball comedies. It's something that you've come back to over the years. And what do you love about these and these big ensemble casts?
I like a big cast because if you get in trouble, you can always cut to somebody else. I just like them. I like the kind of wildness of it and the unpredictability, I suppose. And you know, the first screwball comedy was really done by Noel Coward on the stage. It was called Private Lives, and it's a screwball comedy in the sense that and everybody sort of followed that pattern. Well, it was done as a movie, but badly, in the early 30s, 31, I think. But the play is, the setup of the play is a typical screwball comedy situation with two married couples who used to be married to somebody else, and they end up in the same hotel on the Riviera.
They often involve hotels.
Yes, I like hotel scenes. People say, why do I like? I like hotels, period.
The screwball comedy, it's had so much influence on American culture. Situation comedies are, in effect, you know, long-term screwball comedies. I mean, especially when you think back to the 70s.
Well, if you take I Love Lucy, it's a kind of a screwball comedy with the square husband and the crazy wife, you know.
Three's Company.
Three's Company, definitely, sure. And John Ritter, who's a dear friend of mine, I loved him very much, and he was brilliant at comedy. I had him in three pictures, and he's just an extraordinary comic actor.
Is there something particularly American about the screwball comedy, since it often does deal with uncomfortable social interactions, you know, upper-class people, lower-class people sort of coming together to realize that America is not always what it seems to be on the surface?
Well, I guess so. I think it is kind of an American thing, even though Noel Coward was English and sort of invented it. But it has so many variations that are possible, you know. They used to call them remarriage comedies because a lot of them end up with people splitting up and then coming back together, like The Awful Truth with Cary Grant and Irene Dunne, which is one of the best of the screwball comedies. I just like them. They appeal to me. They don't date. The human emotional element remains the same, you know.
You're talking about Orson Welles in a video that I was watching of you. I think it was the 40th anniversary of The Last Picture Show, and talking about kind of the director presiding over accidents. And I wonder, you know, having your career being as long as it's been and having done as many things, do you still feel that way, that the director is somebody who presides over accidents?
Orson said that. What happened was, I asked John Ford about something in one of his films. He said, oh, that was just an accident. Most of the good things in pictures happen by accident. And I thought, really? I'd only made one film at that point, and I thought, that's a strange remark. So I asked Orson if he agreed with that. And he said, yes. You could even say a director is a man who presides over accidents. And, what they meant, I came to realize, was that you should allow yourself, you know, you try to plan how you're going to make the movie the given scene, but you should allow for the possibility that something may come along that's better. A dog may run into the shot. The actor may flub the line, but it's more interesting that way. Happy accidents. What I've tried to do is just keep myself open to that possibility.